This is Darren Barker, area agronomist for Southeast Nebraska. Today is Friday, May 28th. Overall, corn planting in southeastern Nebraska has pretty much been wrapped up, though we've had some rain delays that there's been a field here and there that just got in this past week. But overall, a lot of the corn's been in the ground for at least a couple of weeks. Overall, corn emergence has been pretty good across a lot of the area. And we've been fairly pleased with the stands that we're seeing. Now, there's been a few crusting issues, as well as we've had a couple reports of a few insect issues that, like wireworms and white grubs, that have reduced the stands just a little bit. Although overall, no major problems, and really haven't heard of any major replant situations for corn. Out there, though there may be an isolated field here and there that has had some issues, especially where you might add some heavier crust, sat in some of that cooler soil. But again, overall, most of the corn stands in southeast Nebraska look pretty good. As far as soybeans are concerned, a lot of the soybeans are currently going in the ground right now. Again, we had some rain delays that pushed the planting back, but had a good week of planting this week, and should have a lot of the soybean planting wrapped up here by the end of the weekend, we're figuring. So overall, some nice progress there. Early stands on soybeans also look pretty good. Soybeans are able to come up, and even in some such situations where soybeans sat in the ground in some of those cooler conditions, they came up well. And so overall, stands look pretty good. Again, there might be some crusting issues, or there might be some areas, some isolated fields where there might be some stand issues. But again, overall, soybean stands look very good. As far as insects are concerned, one insect we'd recommend folks to keep an eye on is black cutworm in corn. We're getting into the stage where you may see some black cutworm. Haven't heard of any major issues out there, though. In talking to some folks, I know they have seen a few black cutworm. No major issues, no major stand reductions, but there have been a few seen out there, and we'd certainly recommend folks to keep an eye on those things. Finally, one item folks should keep in mind: a lot of post-emergent herbicide applications is going to take place over the next several weeks, and we just want to remind our growers to keep an eye on and make sure they're reading the herbicide label of the particular herbicide they're applying to their crop. Make sure they stay and follow the label recommendations, especially when it comes to the stage of growth of the crop, the plant height and leaf stage of those crops, because we want to make sure that we stay within the herbicide label recommendations and not apply anything off-label, because that certainly can cause some herbicide damage to the crops if it's applied off-label. So, again, just remind folks to make sure they follow those herbicide label recommendations when they're applying their post-emergent herbicides.